On this Veterans Day, we hear from a spokeswoman for the Disabled American Veterans, DAV, an organization founded a century ago to help disabled members of the armed forces and their families. Recently, the DAV announced what it called a vision for veterans that contains seven priority issues for government policymakers. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with Ashley Burns, Deputy National Communications Director for the DAV.
Part of our vision for veterans really talks about some urgent issues and some long-lasting impacting issues. Things like strengthening VA benefits and health care, veterans' mental health care and suicide prevention, equitable benefits and services for women and minority veterans, and then also kind of a big thing right now, employment and economic empowerment for veterans.
How has health care for veterans been impacted by the pandemic?
Well, certainly VA had to kind of shut down facilities in a manner of speaking and close off certain types of care to make sure that they were not only keeping their facilities safe due to the pandemic, but that they were opening up beds as needed. That's sort of shifting now, and they're making more care available. They're starting to open up some of their facilities, certainly still being very cautious and making sure that those safety precautions are in place. But they've also really broadened their footprint on telehealth and telemedicine, inviting a lot of veterans to have those appointments, whether they if it be a general checkup kind of thing, if they were feeling under the weather, if they had an appointment for prosthetics. They got really creative in the way that they were administering telehealth appointments and opening up that system virtually to veterans.
You mentioned improved mental health care and suicide prevention efforts. Are suicide rates still relatively high among veterans?
Yeah, so what we know is that it's about veterans are about 1.5 times more likely to commit suicide than non-veterans. And so that statistic that you probably know, 20 veterans per day take their life by suicide. So it's definitely something we need to be focusing on. We need to make sure that this is really a community effort to tackle veteran suicide, that making sure that people know the risks and know where to send veterans who are in crisis.
We're in difficult economic times right now as a result of the pandemic and the shutdowns that have occurred. What can be done to improve the chances for veterans getting employment?
So one of the things I think is most important for veterans to know, it certainly seems and can feel like if you're out of work right now that the job market is very stifled, but there are employers out there that are hiring, and they are looking to hire veterans. So I want people to feel encouraged by that. And I would love for any of your listeners who may be unemployed, who are veterans, military members who are looking to get out of the service, or their spouses, jobs.dav.org. We have a number of virtual career fairs that are going on right now. They were, in person, but now have, due to COVID, been made into virtual. But we've had a lot of success in connecting thousands of veterans with meaningful careers through these. So I would really encourage them to check those out.
What are some of the examples of some of the careers that the veterans have pursued?
Sure. There's some that are in law enforcement, logistics. I know that we have some. There are medical positions that have come available. It really runs the gamut, and they are very localized too. So there's some national careers, national employers that take part in these career fairs, but a lot of them are local based too. So it kind of depends on industry where you're at. But there are a host of wonderful job opportunities available.
If people want to get in contact with the DAV, how do they go about it? Do you have local chapters? How is your organization set up?
So we have our national organization, and you can reach out to DAV through our website, dav.org, and you can get in touch. If you're a veteran who's looking to connect with a benefits counselor, you may have questions about what benefits and services you may be entitled to through the VA or locally. I would encourage them to look for a benefits counselor there at dav.org. We do also, like you said, have a number of chapters. So if you want to get involved on the local level, you can look it up on, pull up Google and look for local DAV chapters. You can also find that through dav.org. We have a great presence. There's a lot of volunteer opportunities, a lot of opportunities to get involved, even with advocacy. We have a lot of our grassroots work done through our local chapters and things like the Vision for Veterans, getting appointments with your local lawmakers to really talk about what's important to veterans.
All right. Anything else you'd like folks to know?
A big thanks to any of the listeners out there who are veterans or who have been family members or caregivers to veterans out there. We know how hard you've worked, and we certainly recognize and appreciate your service.